Gary, appreciate your time this morning. Give us an update. What's going on this next year as you get ready to roll out the World Ag Expo? What do people have to look forward to? Why do they need to make the trip to California?
Well, you know, this is our 40th anniversary of World Ag Expo. This is 40 years of celebrating innovative agriculture. So we have a lot of exciting things planned for that. On top of that, again, we're a sold-out show for this next year. Probably the third year in a row we've been a sold-out show. We're sold out earlier than we've ever been in the whole history of the show. So new and exciting things with a new product center. Again, was a very exciting thing last year. We had last year where the top 10 products of World Ag Expo were chosen from a list of about 50 submissions. Those top 10 will be celebrated again this year. You know, we've changed the seminar schedule a little bit this year to allow more time for people to see the seminars. They were overlapping last year, so we've got the seminar schedule has changed so we can have better seminar speakers this year too. So a lot of exciting things are going on this year. Of course, the World Ag Expo or West Coast National Professional Power Pulling Series tractor pullers will be going on again this year. We've changed that a little bit, tweaked it a little bit, but some of the top pullers across the nation will be there for the tractor pull after World Ag Expo on Tuesday and Wednesday nights. So a lot of exciting things are happening at World Ag Expo this year.
You know, I'm just intrigued that, as you said, you're sold out earlier this year than we have been before, and you compare that with the natural, well, let's not say pessimism, but the natural attitude of farmers that, boy, I'm just not sure I'm going to be in it again next year. That's good to see some optimism out there, people feeling that business can be done.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't know, you know, it's just the place to be for agriculture. You know, if there's ever any place in the world that you get together, talk about agriculture and have all the, you know, the top exhibitors there, the top people across the nation, across the world, actually, World Ag Expo is where you need to be. You know, we're, again, we understand we'll have over 66 different countries in attendance, either as attendees or exhibitors. Hopefully we'll have some presidents from some foreign nations will be there, and their ministers of agriculture will be there. So what a great opportunity to visit with those folks across the world about agriculture and the issues that face all of us. And there's not any other place across the nation that we can do that.
I know there's a lot of people out west that are familiar with, a lot of people through the Midwest that make that trip, and some people from the East Coast, but not everybody has. If they're going out there, if they decide to go, what's the best route?
Wow. You know, it's difficult. I don't care how many hotel rooms we have. I don't think there's ever going to be enough hotel rooms for folks. But, you know, between Fresno and Bakersfield, there are probably enough hotel rooms to fit people in. The whole community is familiar with how you get around at World Ag Expo. There are bus routes available. There are just all kinds of different options. There are companies who provide buses that go from say, Bakersfield to Tulare. So there's ways to do that. Travel agency is the best place to go. Check with your travel agent.
Okay, and you mentioned the new program, new product program. Let's talk about that a little more in depth. When did that initiate? It sounds like the response has been good on it. How do you determine which products are going to be in a part of that lineup?
Yeah, you know, we started that last year. It was our first year to try that. We sent a list out to all of our exhibitors, over 1,600 exhibitors, and asked them if they wanted to submit their product to be nominated as a new product of World Ag Expo. We have about 80 or 90 different companies who sent in their submission. We have a group of local farmers, some agricultural educators who are there, some farmers in our area, some board members who just look at all those and go through. It's quite a lengthy process to go through each and every one of those applications, if you will. And they chose the top 10, and they did it at random. They came in at different times throughout the week and chose those. And it was just really an exciting thing to see all the people who submitted products.
And then I suppose they're not isolated, but they're highlighted somewhere on the ground.
Yeah, there'll be a whole tent that'll be available that will celebrate all those guys in there, all those different exhibitors in there. So some really new high technology things will be first time ever in the United States be introduced during World Ag Expo, top part of the top 10. So just incredible opportunity.
Thanks, Jerry. I appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you.
You've done well.